as I indicated earlier, item two, because of the length of item two as it relates to deliberation, that will be deferred until the end of the meeting. Item number three, please.
Item number three, from the Director of the Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report providing an update on the study group activities regarding the possible transfer of management of inmate mental health and health care services to DHHS. This item was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Cologne.
Chairman Johnson, good morning, and members of the committee. Thank you. In 2012, the budget passed an amendment that required the Department of Health and Human Services and the Sheriff's Office to provide recommendations on the possible transfer of the inmate medical unit to the Department of Health and Human Services. The work group that was tasked to provide these recommendations include Department of Health and Human Services, the Sheriff's Office, Department of Administrative Services, and Corporation Counsel. We had our first meeting in January, we provided a report in January to the board indicating the goals and the objectives of the work study group, and we also put a plan in place over the next 6 months that will allow us to provide some recommendations to the board sometime in June. We had our first meeting in February, pretty much to have an orientation and to go over some data that was requested by the Department of Health and Human Services. One of the things we realized in reviewing that data, there was about 50% of the inpatients there that had some type of medical or mental health need. Within that meeting, the Sheriff's Office indicated to us that they were going to issue an RFP, and at that time, it was February 7th, they indicated that that would happen in 14 days. We have not heard from them any more after that meeting in terms of the RFP and when it was going to be issued, but they did mention that within the meeting. We are going to continue to meet with the sheriff and the rest of the task force to continue to provide recommendations unless the board tells us we should not. But our next meeting is going to be March 28th. And prior to that meeting on March 22nd, we're going to be taking tours of the facilities and have meetings with the sheriff's office on that day. It's going to be kind of a full-day event. And then at our next meeting, we'll have some discussions regarding the tour and also some more specific discussions on previous reports that have on accreditation issues and so forth.
Thank you, Director. Director, it's my recollection that when the 2012 budget deliberations occurred, the sheriff did indicate that his expertise lie in law enforcement. And I thought there was basically a consensus by the board and by the parties who testified in front of us that we would look toward the provision of medical services and mental health services by the Department of Health and Human Services. Am I missing something?
Yes, that is correct. But they mentioned that there could be we would work with the sheriff's office and others in the task group to provide recommendations for the possible transfer to us. But there could be other options as well.
Okay. Thank you, Director. Any questions or concerns by committee members? Inspector Schmidt, would you like to say something?
Morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, committee, Inspector Rich Schmidt, Sheriff's Office. First, I want to say that Mr. Cologne's been extremely responsive. He's kept in touch. I think, are starting a good relationship, which, of course, is excellent, so I appreciate his work. He did mention the RFP. That has not been published yet, which is, of course, why notification hasn't been made at this point. As we discussed at that meeting, Dr. Ronald Shansky, who is the medical monitor for the Christensen Consent Decree, has yet to complete his staffing plan. We were in contact with him this week, and he anticipates that that should be done by the end of this week or first part of next week. So until we get that staffing plan, there's no sense in putting the RFP out because it wouldn't be properly set up. So that is just the status on that, which I thought you might like to know. Thank you.
I would like to ask thank you, Inspector. I would like to ask, I know that Dr. Shansky present? He was not present?
He was present.
At the meeting?
At the meeting, yes.
That's what I'm asking, okay. Okay, were the inmates represented by counsel at that meeting? Was there a representative there?
I'm sorry, by Corporation Counsel?
No. League Aid Society. Pete Gnesny.
Oh, no, not at the meeting.
Okay.
That we had.
Because he has expressed concerns about provision of medical and mental health services. Okay, any other questions, comments? This is an informational meeting, item, I should say. And the next meeting will be March 28th?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll be very much interested in finding out what happened at that meeting. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Item number four.